News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, one in five Irish children live below the poverty line when housing costs are taken into account. That's according to new research from the ESRI. The co-author of the report, Dr. Barry Rowntree, joined Shane Beattie on Breakfast Briefing a little earlier to discuss the findings.
Poverty rate, once you account for housing costs for children today, just over 225,000 kids below the poverty line. And what's, as you say, quite depressing is that that hasn't really changed since the early days of financial crisis, when things were not in a good place and, you know, when we were much poorer than we are today. It's about, you know, the fact that housing unaffordability is so high for so many, and in particular for those in the private rented sector, and then to a slightly lesser extent, those who might have taken out a large mortgage.
Okay, Barry Rowntree there, talking to Shane a little earlier. We're joined by Tanya Ward now, Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance. Tanya, I'm guessing you're not particularly surprised by this finding.
No, and I think it's going to chime with a lot of people at home who have to make those tough decisions every day when they're trying to pay the household bills and work at what they can afford in their groceries. What it's telling us is that the measures that the government have introduced, and of course they introduced free school books and help with childcare and hot school meals, it hasn't been enough to deal with the cost of housing, hasn't been ambitious enough to deal with income levels. And that's what we're seeing here, real issues with income inequality. The other thing, I suppose, that jumped out from the research report is that they're saying that if you're a low income household, you're really going to feel the cost of inflation, because light, heat, groceries have particularly been vulnerable to inflation costs. So you're going to be this part of this disenchanted generation who are really struggling on a day to day basis. And the report is also saying it's going to have a lifelong effect, because when they looked at the data, they were able to see the cycle of poverty and inequality being baked in because of the situation. So if you were aged between the age of 25 and 59, they could see that you were 8% of you are going to be in bad health and 15% of you are going to be living in poverty in later life.
Two obvious lessons from this. In the long term, we need to build more houses. That's pretty obvious. That can't happen overnight, but it does need to happen to bring down housing costs. In the short term, it would seem that we need to focus budgetary measures less on universal payments and more on those most in need.
That's right. What it's telling us right now is we need to focus on those households, you know, that one in five households that are below the poverty line, where children are struggling every day. There's ways for the government to do that. They have a working family payment. Very low income people who are in work can receive that. We'd want to see the government put an extra €50 in that every week to make a difference. They also have a child income supplement for people on welfare. Again, they could make increases there that could make a difference. They need to be ambitious, is the truth of it, and stop focusing on these universal measures, one for everyone in the audience. They need to focus on the families that are most in need in this budget. And if they don't, God knows what the statistics are going to look like next year.
The ESRI are suggesting the idea of a second tier of child benefit, again, targeted at those most in need.
Yeah, and this is an idea that has been circulating for about 15 years, to be honest. They've done their own analysis and think this could be a really important measure to pick up those families on low incomes, including people who are working every day in low-paid jobs and making a difference where they are. That could take a couple of years to introduce. We would back it. We think it needs to be looked at and explored. But introducing new payments is actually very complex. They need to pilot them and make sure there's no winners or losers. But essentially what the stats are saying, the government needs to be really ambitious if they're going to really dent the tide on child poverty.
Do you think it'll happen, though, because politically everyone wants their slice of the cake come budget day?
I think it's one of the tough things, really, for government when they're making these choices. But the cost of not investing in addressing poverty now, it actually costs the country a lot more in the long run. As I mentioned, the stats will mean that you're more likely to be living in poor health. That's going to cost the health system. You're more likely to be living in poverty, and your families and your children are more likely to be living in poverty. And again, that will cost us as a country down the road. It's not inevitable. It's down to political choices. They can turn the tide on these stats if they want to, if they make the right decisions. But what they also need to do is explain to the public why they've been making these big decisions. We've done a survey recently, polling in August of the general public. And to be honest, Shane, there was overwhelming support for measures like this. So I think this is the budget where the government needs to take radical
action. Can I ask, did you ask if it's at your expense in terms of tax cuts or, you know, energy credits?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, I wonder, does that change the narrative a little bit? Would it change the narrative a little bit?
It may do, but, you know, we did focus group work back in 2018, and one of the things we have noticed from doing focus groups and polling with the public, there has been a shift in their attitudes, because when you ask them back in 2018, why are children living in poverty? They said it was because they had bad parents. If you're asking the public now, and I think there's a real understanding and awareness among the public that actually the reason why children are in poverty is because the parents can't cope. They can't keep their heads above water. They can't deal with the high cost of rent. They can't deal with the high cost of groceries. So I do think the public understands this, and there's support for these kinds of measures.
Tanya, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Tanya Ward, our Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance, thank you. Let us know what you think. Would you be willing to forgo energy credits or other universal benefits if it meant focusing on those most in need? Or do you also want a bit of slice of the pie come budget time? Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.